So this episode is going to, we're going to talk about the introduction of the book. And the introduction of the book, it starts
Edamaker.
With Captain Cook calling
Edamaker
Friendly Islands. He gave it that epithet when he went back. As Tonga did a celebration for him.
Edamaker.
The islands, all except for Vava'u. And then he went home
Edamaker.
And called it, in England, the Friendly Islands. That's what we understand it to be. Mariner goes Edamaker. Over there and he finds out that that wasn't the plan at all. He finds out that
Edamaker.
During the whole setup for the celebration, because Captain Cook shows up with two ships. They set up to Edamaker. Celebrate Captain Cook's arrival and, you know, sharing whatever his they had to do on the
island Edamaker. Itself,
stories and, you know, whatever products that they brought in. And they set up this
Edamaker.
Whole entire celebration with food so that they can invite Captain Cook and his
Edamaker.
Company to come and eat. What Captain Cook didn't know is that that was a setup
Edamaker.
For a slaughter. Mariner found out when he got there that that was actually planned for them to
Edamaker.
Be slaughtered there in Tonga. And it was supposed to be, everybody's supposed to get off the ship.
Edamaker.
They were supposed to eat and dance and sing and everything. And during that whole thing,
Edamaker.
There was supposed to be a war cry and then they were all supposed to die. That was the original
Edamaker.
Plan. The chiefs got together. Half of them didn't want it to go down. They said
that Edamaker. There
are two ships. Some of them are still on the ships. If anybody got away, they'd go
Edamaker.
Back to England and call the whole country over here, and then they'd be in big trouble.
Edamaker.
Finau in his 20s, as a general back then, said, all right,
we Edamaker.
Either execute this plan right now in the middle of the day, right now, or we don't. And some of them were like, we'd
Edamaker.
Do it at night when everybody's off the ship and so on and so forth. And so they were split in
that Edamaker.
Decision. Because of that, Finau'ala said, all right, then let's just not
Edamaker.
Execute this plan. If nobody's, if we're not all in on it
100%, Edamaker.
Then it's better that we don't execute this plan. That is the full
story. Edamaker.
They do the whole celebration. They eat. They get out there and they feed them and everything. They do the dance.
Edamaker.
And they do the fighting and the wrestling, all that. And then they send Captain Cook on his way.
Edamaker.
Clueless. Oblivious about what was going to happen to him.
Edamaker.
That day. Anyway, so 1777, Captain Cook ends up dying
Edamaker.
In Hawaii under the same sort of plan in Hawaii. The Hawaiians actually killed
Edamaker.
Captain Cook, but he got away that day. That same plan actually is the same
Edamaker.
Exact plan they were wanted to use on the Port au Prince, which they executed. Captain Cook gets over
Edamaker.
There. His map doesn't show Vava'u, which happens to be the biggest
island. Edamaker.
He wasn't there. He was in Ha'apai when all this happened. The Port au Prince
Edamaker.
Also landed in Ha'apai. Vava'u happened to be the biggest island and relatively
Edamaker.
One of the most important ones, especially since export
Edamaker.
Of kava back then also was important. To this day, if you ask anybody
Edamaker.
Where they get the kava or what kind of kava they have, and there's different kinds. There's Fijians, there's the
Edamaker.
PNGs, there's the Ewa, there's different kinds of kava. Back then,
Vava'u
had the best kava. It doesn't have a bad aftertaste. It doesn't have
Edamaker.
A hangover afterwards. There's no headaches. It's the creamiest. It's the smoothest. It's
Edamaker.
The best tasting. Can use less of it and still have the same effect. So Vava'u
kava, Edamaker.
Even then, was the best kind of kava. John Martin makes an observation about
Edamaker.
A society would be if there was no big civilizations to study it.
Edamaker.
People who has none of that, who doesn't, they don't have the big governments, they don't have the big
Edamaker.
Politics and policies where there's just so many things clouding a judgment of a people.
Edamaker.
Because they were so small and most of them were family. It's better,
Edamaker.
It's easier to judge it from that measure. Because once you get include
Edamaker.
More and more families and societies get bigger and bigger, then now you have to consider everybody's family.
Edamaker.
One thing that John Martin did recognize, though, that the good thing about
Edamaker.
The big civilizations is the fact that progress was necessary
Edamaker.
For any civilization to improve the way their way of life or lifestyles
Edamaker.
Or any kind of improvements that needed to be made needed to come from education
Edamaker.
And knowledge of progression. And so along with
Edamaker.
The vocabulary and the language, I think John Martin
Edamaker.
Noticed that there are things that small societies like
Edamaker
could benefit from with the education and knowledge and the progress. At
Edamaker.
The same time, there are things that smaller societies would be able to teach
Edamaker.
Bigger ones as far as what's most important and not have to
Edamaker.
Cloud everybody's, whether it's the policy or whether it's society
Edamaker.
In general, just like the civil rights and there's not as much crowding
Edmaker
or clouding their judgments when it comes to that. There's not much to, you can't hide
Edmaker
because everything is straight up and straightforward without any laws and regulations
Edmaker
and legislations to force people to behave a certain way.
Everybody Edmaker
just behaves as they honestly naturally would without any
Edmaker
other influences from bigger societies. So John Martin meets
Edmaker
Blue Mariner in 1811. Mariner is getting back from the East Indies.
Edmaker.
And he went out, you know, for a sail. This is after Tonga, so he went out for a sail.
Edmaker.
He gets back to England, and he brings a letter to John Martin from one of his
Edmaker
friends. And John Martin heard that he went and spent 4 years in Tonga.
Edmaker.
And Mariner told him, yeah, I was in Tonga for 4 years. And so he relays the message,
Edmaker,
the story to John Martin, in which he was extremely intrigued
Edmaker
about it, right? Because John Martin has always wanted to know what it was like in those places because he's
Edmaker
written books and read books and studied that type of stuff, and asked
Edmaker
if he can write things down as much as he can, best to his
Edmaker
to his memory as he went on his next trip, because he had to
Edmaker
go to the West Indies this time. And he told them, all right, go to the West Indies, write everything
Edmaker
down you remember. Mariner himself said he hadn't been in the habit of
writing
recently, and he didn't think he'd have whatever it took
Edmaker
to give justice to this story. But John Martin told him, you go and write
Edmaker
it down, and I'll put it in story mode. That's their whole meeting, the first time they met. John Martin
Edmaker
also noticed that all the previous accounts, right, because there's books and there's other voyagers
Edmaker
That went and told stories. There's actually a story about a guy who stayed in Tonga
Tapu
4 years in Tonga Tapu, who had a story similar, had Captain Cook's
Edmaker
story, had different voyager stories. Even the missionaries had stories
Edmaker
about being in Tonga, but none of them came close to how
Edmaker
intimately detailed this story was, mainly because he was
Edmaker
instructed and educated under the king himself, as a
prince Edmaker
king, in the company of chiefs and other nobles, and was able to hear
Edmaker
conversations specifically to the to society itself.
Edmaker.
And I know what that sounds like, because I actually sat in the
company Edmaker
of guys from Mu'a. Now, if you know Mu'a, Mu'a used to be the capital of
Edmaker
Mu'a before Nuku'alofa was. And I went to a funeral where a bunch of Mu'a guys
Edmaker
were sitting, and they were talking, and they were discussing
Edmaker
politics, they were discussing noble things I've never really hear in any
Edmaker
conversation, because I'm from a different part of the island. But it's obvious that these guys still have
Edmaker
that type of conversations where we're speaking more of
Edmaker
political stuff. And so I can only imagine the conversations and
Edmaker
the details that Mariner was able to be previewed to, being a prince
Edmaker
in that in those groups, as far as in being in the politics and the higher
Edmaker
ups of society. So relatively, Mariner's account was perfect.
Edmaker.
He was 14 years old. So John Martin noticed that he had no reason to embellish
Edmaker
any of these stories. He was young. He was educated. He was educated at a good place.
Edmaker.
He was described to have an observing mind and a retentive memory and
Edmaker
ingenious and ingenuous about all the information, to the point where he was able to
Edmaker
inspire confidence as he told his stories. And that's another thing that nobles
Edmaker
do, that they make sure, if anybody knows anything about how Mata'apule speak and how nobles
Edmaker
speak with that sort of confidence, and when he told the story, he told it with that same type of confidence.
Edmaker.
John Martin goes through the whole introduction. Basically, that's all he's doing.
Edmaker.
He's basically trying to get everybody to believe that this guy has
Edmaker
no reason to lie. And the reason why he does that is because there's so many unbelievable
Edmaker
things in the story itself. There's so many things that nobody would believe
Edmaker
unless they knew that this guy had no reason. He was educated enough to know it and
Edmaker
learn it, and all he did was tell it in a matter-of-fact way without
Edmaker
making anything up. And he brings the other four witnesses to make sure that
Edmaker
they all tell the same story and corroborate, which they all did. So Mariner's father,
Edmaker
Magnus Mariner, happened to be a commander of a small
Edmaker
battleship in the 1700s, 1776 to be exact.
Edmaker.
He actually went and sailed and fought in the American
Edmaker
Revolution under Lord Cornwallis. And if anybody has ever watched
Edmaker
the movie Patriot, there is an old general, basically the leader of the English army, the British army, that Mel Gibson actually has a meeting with. He actually steals stuff from Lord Cornwallis and reads Cornwallis' book about military combat and methodical ways to run a military.
Edemaker.
And he said that Lord Cornwallis was a genius as far as it came to Edemaker. War and whatnot. Well, Magnus Mariner has had a ship, a little battleship, and he
fought Edemaker.
Under the command of Lord Cornwallis, which I thought was an interesting thing.
Edemaker.
After a few losses of his ship, he sailed that ship back to London.
Edemaker.
He got married in London and lived there and started having children there. That's Mariner's,
Mariner's
dad. Mariner also happens to be the second oldest of his family.
Edemaker.
So shout out to second oldest. I happen to be a second oldest, so shout out to second oldest.
Edemaker. Right?
Something special about us. Nah. Born in Highbury,
Edemaker.
Islington, September 10th, 1791.
Edemaker.
You know, we have public schools out here. Back then in England, there were
Edemaker.
Academies, and people were sent to academies to go to school. So around 5-6 years of age,
Edemaker.
Mariner was sent to a Mr. Mitchell's academy, where he stayed there
Edemaker.
For the whole, 6 or 7 years. Aside from the vacations,
Edemaker.
He was educated at Mr. Mitchell's academy. And that's where he learned
Edemaker.
Arithmetic, math, geography, everything
that Edemaker.
He would learn in primary school or elementary and middle school, basically. And he
Edemaker.
Was there for 7 years, 6 or 7 years, until Mr. Mitchell died, in which he returned
Edemaker.
Back home when he was 13 years old. And his dad actually had plans for him
Edemaker.
To join and start working a mariner, basically, which
Edemaker.
His mom didn't want. Neither did Mariner. But at the same time, in school, he was active.
Edemaker.
He was very adventurous. His friends would say that he would
Edemaker.
That he would like to live among savages and strange occurrences.
Edemaker.
Which, in this case, be careful what you wish for, because it actually happens.
Edemaker.
He's about to get the, go for the ride of his life. So just like other kids,
Edemaker.
Just as active in sports, amusements. It was, he was daring. He was,
Edemaker.
Just to show the personality of basically a kid growing up. Also fluent at
reading
and writing Latin and French. So just to show the level of education
Edemaker.
He had, for it to be fitting for him to
Edemaker.
Be the clerk, which he was, and to take the record he took, he had to have all the
Edemaker.
Education to make it so. So instead of going off right into
Edemaker.
Sailing, he goes and he becomes basically an
Edemaker.
Guy. Works at the office of Mr. Harrison, who I guess was a
Edemaker.
Salesman. All right, so Captain Duck, he is the captain of
Edemaker.
The Port-au-Prince. He actually served as an apprentice, his whole apprenticeship under Magnus
Mariner. Edemaker.
He comes over to take leave from
Edemaker.
Magnus Mariner himself, basically coming to basically check in
Edemaker.
Before he leaves. On the Port-au-Prince. The Port-au-Prince itself was 500
Edemaker.
Tons. I actually looked it up, and there were still, under its old name, it had the
Edemaker.
Same numbers. It was run by 96 men. It had cannons. It had carronades.
Edemaker.
So there, it was a battleship. Captain Duck wanted to do is he wanted to go out
Edemaker.
And sail, and he was going to hit the West Indies and hit South America and go around, and what
Edemaker.
He called it was he was going to go cruising for prizes. That's the exact term. He was
Edemaker.
Going to cruise for prizes. So whatever that means or what that meant back then, cruising for
Edemaker.
Prizes meant basically going and picking up and trading and
Edemaker.
Perhaps even taking. I don't know what it all means, but we'll be able to see throughout the story
Edemaker.
Exactly what it was because some people did feel like they were
low-key Edemaker.
Almost pirating at some places when they did get there as far as what they did. It was a
Edemaker.
Battleship. They had guns, so he was pretty confident. So he comes over to dinner at
Magnus
Mariner's house and their family, and he's telling them the story and what the ship has and what it entails and
Edemaker.
What they're going to go and do. He's telling it in an adventurous way, and he's basically telling
Edemaker.
Them, it's going to be a quick trip. We're going to go. We're going to cruise for prizes. We're going to do what we do.
Edemaker.
And we're going to come back. And as Mariner hears that story, he gets excited.
Edemaker.
He wants to join. Now he wants to join and wants to jump on the ship and go.
Edemaker.
Captain Duck basically told Mariner, "Well, why don't you jump in as the clerk?
Edemaker.
You're educated. You have knowledge. You're good at reading and writing. Jump in and
I'll
make you our clerk." And that's when it all starts. A few days later, Mariner's on the
Edemaker.
Port-au-Prince, and they're ready to leave England. one thing I want to mention also,
Edamaker,
it wasn't going to be a speedy trip like Captain Duck was describing it. As soon as Mariner was going to leave, it was actually
going
to be another 7 years before he returned back to England. This is the beginning. When he gets back, even his friends didn't even recognize
him Edamaker.
To be the same person. His friends said that he used to be adventurous and he used to, you know,
Edamaker.
Be wanting to travel and do all that. But when he came back, he was
Edamaker.
Sedated, right? He went from adventurous to sedation. He had a disposition, very peaceful and quiet. He didn't want to do anything. So
Edamaker.
Once his age group got to his age, everybody's now finding a ship Edamaker. To jump on and go do things, getting married, you know, the graduating or going to college or
Edamaker.
Whatever else. Mariner was done with it. He was basically, he felt like
Edamaker.
He was basically lived a whole lifetime, and now he just doesn't want to
Edamaker
watch anymore. All the adventures were done. All his friends are up and
Edamaker.
Going, and now they want to become something. They're 19, 20-year-old kids, and Mariner
Edamaker.
Back, and now he's just basically at peace. He's lived and seen
Edamaker.
Enough of life in Tonga, where there's nothing. There is nothing more.
Edamaker.
Adventurous, exciting in life that could bring him. He just wants to go get a nice,
Edamaker.
Simple, easy job. And that you will see throughout the story why someone
would Edamaker.
Turn to that disposition. But, of course, that is the
Edamaker.
Common characteristics and personality by nature. You know, we just want to chill now. You know?
Edamaker.
So he comes back from the West Indies and he brings back, he writes everything down and he
Edamaker.
Gives it to John Martin and he comes up with at least 400 or 500
Edamaker.
Tongan words, right? And he gives a lot of insight to the civilization.
Edamaker.
Now they sit down. He sings songs. John Mariner brings a song
Edamaker.
Interpreter or a musician, and Mariner sings songs. And he writes the
Edamaker.
Musician guy writes it down in music. John Martin gives William Mariner
Edamaker.
A dictionary. He tells him go through this whole dictionary. If there is any phrase or
Edamaker.
Word that matches any of the words in the dictionary, I want you to write it down
Edamaker.
In Tongan form so we can create a grammar type, you know, vocabulary
Edamaker.
And a sound for it, letters, and build a whole entire vocabulary for them.
Edamaker.
And that's what he does. He sits down, he does the whole dictionary thing, and then that's where they
Edamaker.
Create all the words, and they come up with upwards of about 2,000 words.
Edamaker.
So they're building the whole language all on their own right here. This is the first
time Edamaker.
It's ever been done is by John Martin and William Mariner himself before his
Edamaker.
Came out. There were no other words because Christianity doesn't show up
Edamaker.
For another 20 years, which, you know, where
Edamaker.
King Poe actually becomes adopted by the king of England
Edamaker.
And become a protectorate of England, basically. That
Edamaker.
Another 20 years. So this is all fresh, all brand new, and this is the first time it happened.
Edamaker.
The reason why the missionaries got it messed up is because
Edamaker.
They just thought that they can go and kind of live around there and be okay and think that
Edamaker.
The Tongans were going to understand what they were saying. The Tongans themselves, they didn't know that the
Edamaker.
Missionaries were there to teach religion. They thought they were in Tonga
Edamaker.
Because of the climate. They didn't know that they were there to teach about a god or teach about a religion.
Edamaker.
They already had gods and religion themselves, so they didn't think anything of it.
Edamaker.
John Martin said they had to have had this vocabulary, this, for them to understand.
Edamaker.
That the British or any other people would want to communicate.
Edamaker.
So the other four guys that were with Mariner in Tonga.
Edamaker.
Went through similar experiences. All the ones that were corroborated Mariner's
Edamaker.
Story is William Towell. Thomas Dawson,
Thomas Edamaker.
Eversfield, and of course Jeremiah Higgins.
Edamaker.
Interesting point about Mariner in Hawaii is the fact
Edamaker.
That he didn't spell Kamehameha like we know Kamehameha to be with a K.
Edamaker.
Right? Kamehameha. Well, Mariner spells it with a T, and that kind of tells you
Edamaker.
In wherever the languages or the letters were changed or switched,
Edamaker.
Or whatever pronunciation or whatever it is. He showed up before it was coming
Edamaker.
Out. And that's connecting a sort of dot, which goes to show that this
Edamaker.
Is a, you know, we've only heard that
Edamaker.
Had chiefs everywhere or, you know, in different places as far as tributaries
Edamaker.
And whatnot and high chiefs. And this is an evidence
of Edamaker.
That is because he spelled it with a T. And King Kamehameha or Kamehameha Nome, whichever this one was, he actually requested that Mariner
Edamaker.
Stay in Hawaii and become his secretary because that Kamehameha
Edamaker.
Wanted his country to be built. He had a desire to basically symbolize
Edamaker.
Hawaii. He had a desire to promote the prosperity of Hawaii
Edamaker.
And build it into a big country. So he wanted Mariner to be there to
Edamaker.
Be the secretary and help him do that or accomplish that goal. Along with that is an anecdote,
Edamaker.
Anecdote that when I was speaking with an old Hawaiian lady and
Edamaker.
I asked her what if there was a meaning for Kona, which is in Hawaii on the Big Island, and she said
Edamaker.
Kona south. And so I said, okay, because Tonga means south.
Edamaker.
The only difference between that is the fact that Kona is spelled with a K and Tonga is
Edamaker.
Spelled with a T. And if that's the case, then Kamehameha at some point was spelled with a
Edamaker.
T, which makes Mariner's record line up with that. So those are the dots I'm trying to connect.
Edamaker.
Not only that, but situated on the map, all of the islands,
Edamaker.
Kona happens to be placed in the south areas. So this whole, basically the whole introduction,
Edamaker.
Just like I said, John Martin getting enough
Edamaker.
Proof, ample proof with no inconsistency or contradiction
Edamaker.
In our story with all the witnesses and everything else. To make note that the portrait
Edamaker.
That we see with William Mariner, the portrait of him standing with that little spear, was somebody,
Edamaker.
One of his companions, drawing that while they were on the beach.
Edamaker.
And John Martin also makes mention that that is a very,
Edamaker.
Very excellent likeness of the man himself. That's all I wanted to share here in the introduction.
Edamaker.
And we'll start getting into the book in chapter one. And then we'll start
Edamaker.
Reading and reading between the lines and connecting the dots, both of
Edamaker.
What he went through and what we know through either oral history or
Edamaker.
Just connecting the dots and reading between the lines ourselves. So until then,
we'll Edamaker.
See you in the next chapter.
Edamaker. Edamaker. Edamaker.